the biggest thrill at the Mobile World Congress is a white-knuckle roller coaster ride. At the Samsung booth, people are lining up all day to take a virtual ride.
Well, it was an amazing experience. I really enjoyed it. It's like being there already. Like, yes, it's a real feeling.
Everywhere you look on the show floor, people are trying different VR headsets, playing different VR games, or testing new VR applications. Nicole Scott, editor of technology website Mobile Geeks, says VR technology is improving.
Everybody is talking about VR this year. It's because the technology is finally there that the average person isn't going to feel sick when they use it. So the frame rates are up, the displays are there, and we're starting to get enough content that you can have more than just one demo.
Samsung is showing off its Gear VR headset at the show, attracting crowds of visitors to experience the fresh technology. It uses the screen of a Samsung smartphone that is sliding to the headset and then acts as a screen. Devendra Hadava enjoyed the Samsung Gear VR headset a lot.
So now, instead of just staring at a photo or staring at a video, you put on a headset and you're there. You're at a, you know, specific historic event. You're in a friend's house, something like that.
But in the future, VR will not just be for gaming. Kevin Curran, professor at computer science at Ulster University, says VR technology will be for everything and everyone.
You will see VR in driverless cars, with people going to work on the subway and the trams, on their bicycles, with one eye with a camera ahead. VR will just be everywhere because it is that perfect product that turns online experience into an immersive online experience.
Canada Summit Tech has developed a software which allows virtual reality meetings using 360-degree cameras placed in meeting rooms or cafes. People can join as avatars while wearing the headsets or can call in from their phones just using the standard smartphone camera. Alito Di Giovanni, the president of Summit Tech, introduces his product to people.
We feel VR isolates people, disconnects people often into virtual experiences that, whether alone or with virtual characters, may attract a certain crowd. But, you know, the human experience is about connecting people together. And we said, how do we get people to actually want to use it and connect with people in real time? So we've added communication services in VR with standards-based features such as video calling on regular telecom networks.
Experts say that VR will be the next innovation to change people's lives following the smartphone revolution. However, VR content is considered to be lagging behind. Wang Tong, chief technical officer of Samsung's Chinese branch, calls for VR content to keep up with hardware.
Content is a problem for VR technology. Our product enables users to create their own VR content, which can also be shared through sharing platforms. It provides consumers a quick channel to experience the wonderful world of VR technology.
The reality has become a challenge to market players who have made heavy investment in the VR area. For CRI, I'm Min Ray.